My great father, I have traveled a great distance to see you. I have seen you, and my heart rejoices. I have heard your words. They have entered one ear and shall not escape the other, and I will carry them to my people as pure as it came from your mouth. My great father, I am going to speak the truth. The Great Spirit looks down upon us, and I call him to witness all that may pass between us on this occasion. I am here now and have seen your people, your houses, your vessels on the big lake, and a great many wonderful things far beyond my comprehension, which appears to have been made by the Great Spirit and placed in your hands. I am indebted to my father here, who invited me from home, under whose wings I have been protected. Yes, my great father, I have traveled with your chief. I have followed him and trodden his tracks. But there is still another great father to whom I am much indebted. It is the father of us all, him who has made us and placed us on this earth. I feel grateful to the Great Spirit for strengthening my heart for such an undertaking and for preserving the life which he gave me. The Great Spirit made us all. He made my skin red and yours white. He placed us on this earth and intended that we should live differently from each other. We differ from you in appearance and manner, as well as in our custom. We differ from you in our religion. We love the Great Spirit. We acknowledge his supreme power. Our peace, our health, and our happiness depend upon him, and our lives belong to him. He made us, and he can destroy us. My great father, some of your good chiefs, as they are called, missionaries, have proposed to send some of their good people among us to change our habits, to make us work and live like the white people. I will not tell a lie. I am going to tell the truth. You love your country. You love your people. You love the manner in which they live, and you think your people brave. I am like you, my great father. I love my country. I love my people. I love the manner in which they live, and think myself and warriors brave. Spare me then, father. Let me enjoy my country and pursue the buffalo and the beaver and the other wild animals of our country, and I will trade their skins with your people. You have already sent us a father. It is enough he knows us, and we know him. We have confidence in him. We keep our eye constantly upon him. And since we have heard your words, we will listen more attentively to his. It is too soon, my great father, to send those good men among us. We are not starving yet. We wish you to permit us to enjoy the chase until the game of our country is exhausted, until the wild animals become extinct. Let us exhaust our present resources before you make us toil and interrupt our happiness. Let me continue to live as I have done, and after I have passed to the good or evil spirit from off the wilderness of my present life, the subsistence of my children may become so precarious as to need and embrace the assistance of those good people. There was a time when we did not know the whites. Our wants were then fewer than they are now. They were always within our control. We had then seen nothing which we could not get. Before our intercourse with the whites, we could lie down and sleep. And when we awoke, we would find the buffalo feeding around our camp. But now, we are killing them for their skins and feeding the wolves with their flesh to make our children cry over their bones. Here, my great father, is a pipe which I present you, as I am accustomed to present pipes to all the redskins in peace with us. It is filled with such tobacco as we were accustomed to smoke before we knew the white people. It is pleasant, and the spontaneous growth of the most remote parts of our country. I know the robes, leggings, moccasins, bear claws, and others are of little value to you, but we wish you to have them deposited and preserved in some conspicuous part of your lodge, so that when we are gone and the sod turned over our bones, if our children should visit this place, as we do now, they may see and recognize with pleasure the deposits of their fathers and reflect on the times that are past.